We're going to go in Daphne, Mesechtes, Baba Kama, Daphne, Nal, begin on the days, begin Tezma, begin Zigmala, Behemtra, the Dibbis Rishon is Klal, and then you have Behemtra, the Dibbis Rishon, Hashneas is the Prat. So Tezma, by the way, question which he addresses is, Leichash, they Klal Prat. I mean, Chagim, it's not good to say that, like, they're too far away. One's in Shemais, one's in Sefer Devarim, and therefore you can have Darshan, and says Tezma, no, because Achrein is Chadim Milsi. The Luchas Achrein is, even though it's mentioned all the way down there, is, and the Rishayin is, they're considered as one thing. The Zachar Hashem, the Be'echad number, like it says, Rishon, Rishon, Chabazayin, Shemus, Zachar, Chabazayin, Days. It was said in the same breath. So although they're printed in different Luchas as the one Zachar Hashem, it's the same thing here also. Luchas Rishayin is Luchas Neis, is considered like as if it's the same thing, a different thing considered Merchak and Zemezah. This testament to begin Zimach, but Ema, maybe say my problem first of notion loss of Matame, maybe say, okay, wait a second. These are things that the dead animal is Matame. Magamasa, we should exclude that of Eifus. So it's the one because I'm kidding, that's a case problemally, the one you need the prat for. It's already in the category of behemtcha this halacha. And the oy morvik shayna when it says my problem push balachayim, what just specifically is a living creature, I've called balachayim that is also a living creature. Loifis bachlal, and that includes also birds. Say it's like another shabbos. How could you think to include birds? Limit the chol gufim memayidlu. Say the klal itself is memayidit, which is like we're saying, only things that are behemoths and not loifis. So in other words, what do you need? That's what Tess was saying. What do you need? The first Shemlos Matame, if you already have the klal itself that's being mamayed. Didn't like Tess Matabin Zigmava, premium Gulu Karka. Has to be something that's a derivative, and it grows from the ground. So it says Tess Hachamash Mahir, it sounds like an Asuki, the book of its own Gulu Karka, because it's saying animals are included, just fish, not. That cattle and flock are called growth from the ground. But it's one because the parak and the kedusha, the first by kedusha of the zayim and abigam naka, grounding if they give gifts, the slave that's leaving home. It says the because on the ground had the greenery. I've been able to say I would have said gedulik karka in balachem loy. Things that grow from the ground, yes, but living creatures not. Because Achman the time never has to say time. What do you mean? I thought balachem are gedulik karka itself. What he says, no, the deal in the dough, it's a malach and arutz regarding things that literally grow from the ground, like when it says gairin. So yeah, then loy chashav hem gedulik karka. Then animals not considered growing from the ground. But whereas over here, where we're in contrast to fish, it's considered gedulik karka because it's sustenance, it eats from the ground, and therefore that they would be considered, as our Gemara says, gedulik karka. And lachar and yeser, I don't have to be lengthy more ending over here. But tasting Shabbos of Angel Mondays and tasting Subas of Sanatam and Alf, the Mazma Farag discusses a greater length this idea.